just want to take a moment to inform you that no actual animals are being harmed in the production of the Cowboy Hugh Chardon show. The more difficult stunts are being performed by trained stunt foxes and station interns wearing full fur coats. But the weapons and power tools are real. WOWF, Detroit.
My, 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 it sure looks a lot like Christmas here at 99.5 FM. People doing last-minute shopping, traveling to visit to relatives, and helping us kill off the fox. Damien from Hamtramck, welcome to the Cowboy Hugh Chardon Show.
Hey, Cowboy Hugh, I was about stuffing that old fox down the garbage disposer. I do that with my sister's toys all the time. Or did, till the state took me away from my folks.
Why, that's a good idea there, Damien. Wonder if this Weston House 2.5 horsepower disposomatic will do the trick, huh? Well, of course, the big question is, tail first or head first? Oh, hell, let's just shove him in and see what happens. Damn, he's a little too big for all of him to fit in at once. Guess we could hack him up first, but that would be inhumane. Well, we'll get to another call right after we reach back into the archives for this big record, which we're dedicating to a little guy, little Bobby Stahl in Birmingham for you, friend. Here's Friends in Low Places.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair.
Hey, it's your buddy Cowboy Hugh here on the radio, this wonderful, fine, sunshiny Christmas Eve. Somebody on the line here. Who is this?
You got Chelsea on the line.
Chelsea, how the hell are you doing, son?
Doing fantastic.
Now, you got a kind of an eating idea on getting rid of this foxy, don't you?
Sure do. I think we ought to cook up a little Texas chili.
Yeah?
And I think you and that old fox ought to get in the closet for about an hour.
Oh, so I'd be eating the chili.
You'd be eating the chili.
With beans.
With beans. Definitely with beans.
Definitely with beans. And we just lock ourselves in the closet.
A little gaze chamber.
Well, I think we'll give that a go.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chelsea.
See you later.
Y'all take care. Merry Christmas now.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Matter of fact, I just happened to have had some chili last night, and I think it's beginning to do its job right now. So we'll just shut the closet door here. Well, I'll tell you what, that little booger's got a pretty stout nose on him there to be able to handle that. I'm rightly out of gas here for just a minute. And speaking of people who are running with only about a quarter tank, we got a song we want to dedicate to our good buddy Bobby Stahl out there in Birmingham. Bobby, here's Lil Garth for you.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie
affair.
FM, how do?
Will you stop playing that stupid song?
Oh, I most certainly will as soon as it's over, and I'm gonna start again. 99 FM, hi.
Hello.
Yellow.
Yeah, is this 99?
This is 99. You got Cowboy Hugh Chardon here.
All right, I'd like to request a song.
Is it Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks?
Yes, it is.
Whoa, how about that? Would you like to dedicate it to Bobby G. Stahl out there in Birmingham?
Well, I most certainly would.
Well, here it is for you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Blaming all of my roots.
99 FM.
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today, my friend?
Not too bad. Is this you?
This Cowboy Hugh Chardon. Who'd be this?
This be Paul Burnett down in Sterling Heights.
Paul from Sterling Heights. Good to have you on the show with us here.
What the hell are y'all doing down there?
We're killing this here foxy, and we're looking for some ideas, and I'll bet you just might happen to have one, huh, son?
Not particularly, man. I'm just kind of surprised what y'all doing.
Well, think up of an idea. Stabbing him with scissors, you know, maybe breaking a whiskey bottle and goring him through the neck.
Don't you think that's a little sad?
A little sad?
Yeah. It's Christmas, man. Y'all getting kind of sick now, aren't you?
You're not a hunter, are you? Who are you?
Hey, I'm Mike.
How you doing today, Mike?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're fine. Now, you got an idea as how we can kill off this fox?
Yeah, why don't you take a radiothon and just cut it all up?
Take a radial saw.
Yeah, radial saw.
Yeah, like one of these big skill saws that's mounted on a radial arm and just kind of back and forth and dice them into little cookies, huh?
Exactly.
I kind of like that a lot. And you know what?
What?
I just happen to have a radial saw.
Oh, cool.
Right, well, because, you know, we're rebuilding things and getting ready for midnight tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me just fire that up and just set. Come here, look. Get back on the table, you damn beast, you. Yeah, just kind of slice through him a couple, three times here, and looky there. Looks like a deck of cards now. He's still alive, but, you know, I just don't see how.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Thanks for calling and trying. You think of something else, make sure you call me back. Meanwhile, I got a song here I'd love to play for my good friend Bobby G. Stahl. Speaking of somebody who's been cut up more than once, here's a little Garth Brooks for you, Bobby G. and his friends in low places.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots.
Yeah, we're sitting around the old radio campfire here Christmas Eve with the Cowboy Hugh Chardon Show. Ah, it's the smell of Christmas in the air and fox guts as we're trying to kill off the fox here in anticipation of that midnight announcement about the future of this here radio station. Now, if you got an idea as to how to help us kill a fox, give us a call just like this gentleman on the line. Hi, who is this?
Oh, this is Mr. Vandover from Detroit Edison Fermi 2 Nuclear Power Station in Monroe. Nice talking to you, Hugh.
Well, it's good having you on here. I hope you're having a Merry Christmas there, Mr. Dover.
Well, we're having just a fine time here at the station where we just refueled a few minutes ago. And we got some of this excess radioactive coolant water, and we think old Foxy would just love to take a bath in that.
Well, I think that'd do him in short order, don't you think?
I think it'd at least turn him green.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, though, I'm not going to have an opportunity to drive all the way down there to the power plant and dip him. But you know what? I just happen to have a 55-gallon drum of radioactive coolant water right up here with me. Picked it up last week from you guys. And, of course, a mighty big tip of the hat here to you all for sending that up. We do appreciate it.
No problem.
And thank you for calling, Mr. Dover.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right, let's dunk that little Foxy in here and see. Whoa, look at him bubble. It's a glowing. There's little sparks are flying and everything. Woo-wee! I'll tell you what, let me just put on... Do what?
When he turns green, he's done.
Oh, he's green now. Let me put on my lead-lined glove and just kind of fish him out here just a little bit. And well, what do you know? Little Foxy's still alive. Of course, he got eight times as many eyeballs as he had before he went in, but I'll tell you what, we'll just have to hang on to him and see if we can't find another way to kill him off. Meanwhile, speaking of people who have a few more eyes, four to be specific, here's a song going out to my good friend Bobby G. Stahl in Birmingham. It's Friends in Low Places.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots.
Yahoo, buggeroo. You stumbled onto the Cowboy Hugh Chardon Show, working our way to midnight, and an announcement about the future is here radio station. Now, our topic today is killing foxes. We got Jim in Farmington Hills on the phone with us. You got an idea, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, me and the kids talked about this one, Cowboy Hugh, and we've decided you should just pour gas on him and set him on fire.
Well, that's a great idea. Now, you and the youngins, you have yourself a Merry Christmas, okay? And I'll talk to you a little bit later. Let me think about this now. Gas. I ain't got no gas. Oh, but I do got me a can of turpentine. Well, let's try it. I'll just soak old Mr. Fox down here with some turpentine. Doo 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 doo. Strike me a match and... Woo! Ah! I tell you, he's a burning, all right. But so are the walls and the ceiling. Hell, everything's burning. I guess I better put this out, and while I'm dousing the flame, we'll send this song out to another flame. Here's Friends in Low Places for Anonymous in Birmingham.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis, so I
take a moment to inform you that no actual animals are being harmed in the production of the Cowboy Hugh Chardon Show. The more difficult stunts are being performed by trained stunt foxes and station interns wearing full fur coats. But the weapons and power tools are real. WOWF, Detroit.
Well, 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 would you just look at the time? It's midnight. Santa Claus is on his way, as is the announcement about the future of this here radio station. Been trying to kill a little fox all day, and looks like it just ain't gonna happen. So we brought in a local expert. Won't you give a big Cowboy Hugh Chardon welcome to Michigan's own Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
Thank you, Cowboy Hugh.
You think you can help us get rid of this here little fox?
Well, I tell you, I got just the thing, but remember, I only deal in suicides. The fox has got to want to go.
Oh, he wants to. I think he knows it's terminal. He's seen the ratings. There's just no other choice. What you got in mind?
Well, Hugh, I figured we'd just toss him in the garage. Start the car and close the door.
Well, that works for me.
It works for a lot of my customers, Hugh. Here we go.
Nothing personal here, doctor, but shouldn't we be somewhere else?
What? And miss this? Not on your life. Look, I think he's just about dead.
Why you did it there, Dr. Kevorkian. We knew you could. Thanks you a whole lot for coming in.
My pleasure. It's always my pleasure.
Well, that's it. The fox is done dead. And that's about it for me, too. I'm going to go home and spend the Christmas holiday with my family. But, you know, I'll be seeing you again real soon, partners. Right now, here's the operations manager of this fine radio station with that there announcement you've all been waiting for. Take her away.
Thank you, Cowboy Hugh, and Merry Christmas, everybody. As you may know, we're about to make some important changes here at 99.5 FM, changes designed to fill a void in Detroit radio. Everything's in place. Everybody's ready to go with the new sound on 99.5 FM. It's our Christmas gift to the people of Michigan. Let's start the countdown, and when we reach zero, get ready for something entirely different. Count along with us if you like. Here we go.
It is 12 a.m. and the countdown is on 99.5 WFM Detroit. 63,751. 63,749. 63,748. 63,747.